Okay, we're back here, folks. Two Thirds Radio. Host Charlie Giuliani. We've got John Peeler, CIA whistleblower, on with us. Yeah, I mean, look what's going on here. It's like this swinging pendulum going back and forth. We go to Bush to Clinton to another Bush, and now maybe to another Clinton. I mean, this is like the medieval monarch succession that we're seeing here. Well, and there's no significant difference when we go from a Bush to a Clinton.
Well, you know, those that don't study history are destined to repeat it, and history goes in a lot of cycles and so forth, and we're seeing a lot of bad cycles. But, you know, after I was on your radio show last time, a guy named Dwayne Graham, he's a private investigator, and he used to be with Fox News, and he had me to come on his Fox News local show here and talk about some of the stuff I'm talking to you about. Well, he lost his job over it, number one, you know, which was a bad thing because he's a really nice guy. But he lost his job, and basically they gave him hell over it, and they blackballed him, and he can't even get a job in the media or radio or TV hardly. Now he's with a little Christian radio station. Now his only job he could get. So anyway, he decided to run for sheriff of Pulaski County. So he ran for sheriff of Pulaski County, and he talked to all these people and campaigned his heart out, and he lost. But anyway, when he lost, he went down to look at some of the stuff and investigate and so forth because he's a private investigator. And he looked at it, and he found out that what was happening is the way they had it rigged is every time that someone voted for him, the machine gave a vote to him and a vote to his opponent. And every time his opponent got a vote, the opponent got the vote. But every time they voted for him, it gave a vote for him and a vote for his opponent. So, you know, and he talked to people and looked at their vote, and allegedly they voted for the other guy or voted for him and the other guy both, which they're not supposed to do. But anyway, the machine, you know, with computers and modern technology and so forth, you can fix machines to do whatever you want them to do.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes it a whole lot. You know, years ago, we had a governor of Arkansas, Governor Rockefeller. He was one of the best governors we ever had because he was so rich he didn't need to steal money from this poor state. And anyway, Rockefeller, in the newspapers, they said that, you know, there were whole cemeteries full of people that voted for him. But now they don't even have to do it that way. With modern technology and so forth, you can do it a lot better. And speaking of technology, I noticed that your radio station promotes gold and so forth, and I promote gold too. But I was going to tell you that one of the cases I was involved in was a counterfeiting case that I went to court or federal court over, and this guy was heavy into counterfeiting. So they talked to me before, and they told me when I went to court, I couldn't call the Federal Reserve notes money because they're not money. I had to say that this man, and point to him, illegally counterfeited Federal Reserve notes, because money, according to the Constitution of the United States, is gold, silver, or copper, or paper that's backed by gold, silver, or copper. And
absolutely.
See, have you looked at the new 5s, 10s, and 20s with a little string in them? Have you ever looked at one under a black light?
Oh, sure. They're metallic.
They fluoresce, right. But the deal is, when I was assigned to the Secret Service, we had a little thing. It looked like a pager we could carry in our pocket, and it could basically tell, if you didn't pull the strings out, it could basically tell how much money you had in your pocket.
Yeah, they can scan you. And
that's exactly right. In a satellite in space, you can put $500 bills on a counter, and a satellite in space can tell within a foot of where they're located at. So when you go to Las Vegas, about half the bills you run into, people have got tweezers and pull the little strings out of them and so forth.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, it's a little cellophane strip.
Yeah, right.
Mess them up, folks, and pull them out.
Yeah. Well, the deal is, gold is a lot better deal. It's a lot easier just to carry a couple of ounces of gold with you. You know, like people have done in ancient times, you need to make change, cut the sucker in two, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, like the pirates did, you know, you can find 8-real pieces, basically the size of a silver dollar. They're in halves or quarters or so forth. A lot of times they didn't want to cut the cross in two, so they cut off the edges. Round coin square. Are we going into commercial?
Yeah, another quick break. When we get back, I'm going to talk some more about, you know, some of the things you maybe give us an inside perspective on things like Waco, you know.
Okay, sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with John Peeler.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We've got John Peeler, CIA whistleblower, here on the line. I'd like you to elaborate a little bit, you know, from your behind-the-scenes perspective, what you think was going on with, we'll start with Oklahoma City and then move to Waco.
Okay, which one you want to start with, Oklahoma or Waco? Waco was first, so why don't we start with Waco?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, Waco, you know, there's a movie about it called The Big Lie. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. But Waco was founded in 1935, okay?
When speaking of April 19th, by the way, both those incidents occurred, of course, on April 19th.
Well, hold on. Not the assault. The final assault that the FBI did when they destroyed the building did, you're correct.
Yeah.
But it happened early that morning. It wasn't 9:02 a.m. April the 9th. But anyway, and that was let me get to that, and I'll explain that. You're exactly right. You got it on the nail. See, like you realize, and some of your listeners, Waco, Oklahoma, and the World Trade Center are all three connected together. A lot of the same agents and agencies and so forth were involved in the whole thing. In fact,
Controlled Demolition Inc., the same FEMA executive
You're exactly right. And so you see the connection and so forth, but the average American is not a listener of your show now. The average American is a sheep ready to be sheared. Literally.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate. And when people listen to your radio show and do some research and so forth, they're going to see a lot of truths and a lot of things happening that are not good. Our government is totally out of control. But see, Waco had been around since 1935. Old Vernon Wayne Howe, also known as David Koresh, was the most recent guy that had taken over and so forth. And see, when Bill Buford of the ATF and Glenn Jordan were telling me about this deal and showing me newspaper articles about him, and we were talking about it and photographs of the compound and so forth, this is long before the assault originally happened. I mean, the assault happened, the assault happened, I think, February the 28th, 1993, the Mount Carmel assault was a 51-day assault. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, when they told me about him and showed me a picture of a young girl that he claimed he was abusing, this is before the assault, right? I volunteered to go down there and personally shoot him myself. You know, but they said there was a guy named Tom Peterson who was stalking William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton, with a fountain pen gun with a rise and tip bullet. And they said it was a lot more important to stop the assassination of Bill Clinton than it was to go down there and get myself killed, because they said they told me, Bill Buford and Glenn Jordan told me, they were not going down there to arrest him. They were going down there to a turkey shoot. They were going down there to kill him.
Right.
And as many of it, this is before it happened now,
that
and I'll swear to it on a stack of Bibles in federal court. They told me they were going down there with the most weapons and ammunition and supplies they could take with them, because they were going down there to kill him and as many of his followers as they could. And Bill Buford, he was gung-ho before the deal. And I told him, just because they say they're a church group, be sure to watch your rear. Guess where he got shot at? He was one of the guys on the roof that got two .223 and one 7.62 mil. He had a helmet on. He had a flak jacket and vest on, but they got him in the rear. And he
they were actually shot by federal agents. It wasn't.
That's exactly right. He was the 7.62 might have been one of the one of the ricochets from the Waco bunch, but the bullet that cooked off or whatever. But I'm saying the deal is, okay. Have you seen you've seen the pictures of the assault, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, there's 2 4-man teams that go up the ladders and so forth. One of them goes on the right, one of them goes on the left. Allegedly, that was a firearm storage room, but it was really just a child's bedroom. They were lied to. But anyway, the 4 men that went on the right, 2 of the men went inside the window, and when they went inside the window, I've seen footage of this that I wasn't there when the deal went down. I volunteered to be, but they didn't let me. But anyway, I've seen the footage that the ATF recorded of this that they showed me. And the 2 men went inside, and then the 3rd agent that was outside had an HK MP5 submachine gun, 9mm, and he threw a smoke grenade, and it's uncertain whether he threw 2 grenades in the room with the 2 men after they went in. And then he shot them in the back. And, I mean, this is the footage that I saw at the ATF office in Little Rock. And before the deal,
I don't know if you know Linda Thompson, but she brought this out in the documentary she did on Waco. Well,
okay, but I'm saying it's a terrible thing. But see, okay, these 2 ATF agents, they had been there wasn't enough. There were so many people that didn't like the Clintons, in Arkansas especially. There weren't enough Secret Service agents to go around. So when he was in town, they often got the ATF agents and made them special agents and had them assigned to the Secret Service to guard Clinton. And these 2 agents happened to know a lot of the dirt on Clinton, and there was a fear that they would talk about some of the things they knew about Clinton and his escapades. So that's why they were killed by the 3rd ATF agent. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You let the people go into battle and then shoot them in the back. One of those kind of deals. But anyway, the whole deal was a terrible thing. But see, I found out later, not before the fact, but I thought he was just a terrible, evil guy. They had me all geared up. I was volunteering to go down there and personally take him out myself. But after it was over with, I found out this young girl that they claimed he'd been molesting was his wife. You see what I'm saying? So, I was lied to on a regular basis by the people I work for. But, see, the people down there, he had done a lot of – see, one of the main problems that Vernon Wayne Howe, David Koresh, had is he talked about the government, and the government was bad. I mean, you talk about the government's bad, but he was a firearms dealer. Being a firearms dealer, and he did a lot of business with Hewlett Arms and bought 91 or 92 weapons at one time from this arms company, And when he bought that many weapons at one time, you know, they turned him into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for buying a lot of weapons and so forth. And they were investigating him and so forth. But see, the ATF doesn't investigate child abuse charges. He had been checked out by the county sheriff, by the welfare people, and he had been, they had not found any, I found this out after the fact now, that they hadn't found any wrongdoing that he was doing with child abuse or neglect or anything.
Right, right.
And the deal is, the people that were working for him, they were buying and selling firearms and so forth, and they were talking that some bad things are going down, and he was a really liked the Book of Revelation and did a lot of teachings on the Book of Revelation and opening of the seals and so forth, and that scared the heck out of a lot of people. In fact, when I was in Bill Buper's office one time, he had a Bible on his desk. And this is a guy that's just a real tough ATF agent, and he'd been a Green Beret in Vietnam and all this kind of thing. And I said, man, you finally got religion. That's probably a good thing for you because you're such a bad at it. And he said, no, I hadn't got religion, John. I said, well, what's the deal? He said, well, I'm looking at this seal thing and seeing about these seven seals and so forth and trying to figure out what these seals mean and so forth. And he said, you've read the Bible a little bit. And I said, yeah. He said, tell me what it means. And I said, well, it means that it's going to hit the fan. There's going to be all kind of disorder and things happening and so forth. He said, well, that's what I thought it meant. He said, and we were talking about Vernon Wayne Howe, also known as David Koresh, and he was telling me how bad the guy was and how he was involved in child abuse, neglect, and how he was going to go down there and kill him and as many of his followers as he could, and that's basically what he did. And when he came back, you know, he was on a cane for a while, then he was on a walker and then a cane, and then finally he's got to where he can walk around now. And he finally retired from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. But, I mean, you know, it was a terrible thing, and they really did those people dirty. I could have went down there and took out David Koresh by himself without killing all the men, women, and children. And those men, women, and children were basically, like I've said, I've seen the footage that you probably and the people that listen to your show will never see. But, I mean, they wanted to kill those people. The siege started, you know, the siege ended when the FBI took over, and when they got, you know, it's against the law to get the United States military to move on people in the United States unless there are drugs involved. So they said they thought he wasn't making crystal methamphetamine, and they knew that, but they alleged to the prosecutor's office that he was making crystal methamphetamine, and that way, that's how they got the armored vehicles and so forth.
Yeah, it's like... The reasons they give us why we are fighting in Iraq, to keep changing it, you know, okay, that doesn't work, we'll try this, okay, that doesn't work, you know, they just keep, it's the same with Koresh, you know, it was because he was storing weapons. No, it's because he was abusing kids. No, it's because, I mean, it's just ridiculous. The whole thing was a fiasco. They couldn't have, you know, picked him up in the morning when he went for his jog. They had to involve the whole compound.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. And the deal, then the way they did it, I mean, okay, Bill Buford, before the thing, he was talking macho and about how bad he was and how he's going to kill all these people, and he did. But anyway, when he come back, for the rest of his career, he had to go around to all the federal agents and agencies, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, and tell them how not to conduct a raid. You see what I'm saying? How not to conduct a raid.
Right.
Because he botched it so badly. And, I mean, you know, when they ran around day and night cutting their power and playing tunes of rabbits being killed, Nancy Sinatra, these boots were made for walking, Tibetan monks chant,
right,
had the searchlights day and night, were driving the people, driving people on both sides batty, you know. And
it was psychological warfare.
You're exactly right. It was psychological warfare.
They were doing this against the children too, because
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the deal is, they knew all they had to do was wait these people out, and they didn't do it. They moved. Okay, there was word that on April the 19th that the Republic of Texas, a patriotic group, was going to come in and try to stop the blockade and the barricade around them and stuff, and try to bring it to a peaceful conclusion. Okay, on April the 19th, Patriots Day, this was supposed to happen. So that's why early in the morning of April the 19th, the vehicles and the tear gas and everything moved in and ended the conflict, and they killed the people.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll pick up from there when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're here with John Peeler, CIA whistleblower. Right now we're talking about Waco, the big fiasco that was perpetrated on those innocent people. Every single one of them, including Koresh, hadn't done a flipping thing wrong. And of course, you know, we're probably going to be seeing, unfortunately, I hope not, for their sake, but probably a repeat of this. Are you aware of what's going up in New Hampshire right now with the Browns, Ed Brown and his wife?
I've heard something about it, sir, but I'm out of the loop right now. You know, I'm persona non gratis, and no, I haven't. What's going on with them?
Well, it's a couple that have not been rendering unto Caesar what is not rightfully his. You know, they're called tax protesters, but yeah. As I'm sure you're aware, the income tax is a fraud.
Yes, sir.
And they're not refusing to obey Caesar. They're simply saying, you know, show us what law requires us to pay this, and we'll be happy to pay it. You know, show us that we're liable to do this. Otherwise, you're the one that's committing an illegal act.
Right.
And, of course, as you know, they don't do that. They don't play that game. They don't want to go the legal route because that's too embarrassing for them.
Yes,
they would
sir.
Rather, you know, send the troops out and put fear in them and send a message to others, don't follow in his steps or we'll crush you out, too.
Make an example out of them. You're right.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you know, there's been a standoff up there. And last I heard, one of the head marshal up there is now saying that, well, we're in no hurry. We'll wait them out. Sooner or later, they're going to have to come out because they're going to need, you know, electricity for their air conditioner. I guess they have a generator right now, but that's not going to last forever. And then, of course, they're even saying, well, you know, maybe we'll stick this out all summer. Certainly, they're going to need heat in the winter.
Right.
They're not letting, you're not going to let any oil, you know, be delivered or whatever for
right.
their heat. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Here we go again. What lessons have we learned from Waco?
We haven't. In the Weaver case, you know, that was I wasn't involved in that. Thank God.
Yeah.
But the Weaver, Randy Weaver and his wife, you know, that was a terrible thing.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a pattern here. This
yes, sir, there is. They make examples out of people and so forth, and that's what they're doing. I mean, this preacher that was totally innocent that I was telling you about, you can get on his website and find out how they run his life and his ministry and so forth as best they could. And it's going to happen to a lot more people, sir, that go against the system and so forth. But, I mean, you know, on April the 19th, they were afraid the Republican Texas people were going to come in and try to stop the evil that they were doing to these people at Waco, so they put in all the flammable tear gas they could, and then parked armored vehicles on top of the exit from the underground bunker that the women and children were in, which killed them all.
Yeah.
And they did. It wasn't an accident, sir. This was not an accident. I talked to the people, and one of the things that concerned me a lot, I mean, I'm a pretty hardcore guy myself. The reason I'm talking to you is I've got right with God, and I could die any day now from the stuff I'm telling you right now. But the deal is, they had, when I went back to the ATF office, this is after the whole thing is over with and so forth, they had aerial photographs, and they had gone to the compound after the fire died down, and they had a whole table full of spoons. And they were mismatched. Most of them were stainless steel. Some of them were silver plated. But they were all this mismatched spoon and silverware and fork sets and so forth. And about half the table had baby training spoons on it. And I didn't think it was, you know, they thought it was funny. I didn't think it, I, you know, I was one of the guys in the room that didn't think it was funny. A table full of twisted, shot, and burnt spoons. And about half of them were baby training spoons. I mean, you know. You could see, basically, they had killed a bunch of kids, murdered a bunch of children. It's basically
yeah.
what they had done. I mean, they accused us of being baby killers in Vietnam, but, I mean, these guys had actually done it, you know. And
well,
it's proud
like
of it.
Bush's doublespeak, you know, Saddam was torturing his people. We got
right.
rid of a horrible tyrant.
You're
and,
exactly
yeah,
right.
You know, with Al Gore.
Right.
And,
well, you know, I would say the guy was a terrible person and then try to take him out and so forth, but, I mean, you know, they could have went in that country and got the one guy without trying to take out all
right.
the people and so forth. And the way they did it, they got the people to where they hated. All they had to do was get rid of him, take over the government, and say, we're in control now. The army, the police, all of you are working for us now, and the country could still be stable. But no, we had to do it totally backwards and mess up. You know, the United States messes up all kind of deals now, and it's very unfortunate. They should learn by some of the mistakes they make, sir. But, you know, Timothy James McVeigh, you knew he was at the compound and tried to...
According to them, they're not mistakes.
Huh?
You know, according to them, they're not mistakes. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, well, see, Timothy McVeigh was at the compound at Waco protesting what they were doing to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was there as an undercover federal agent is what he was. See, what happened to him, he was a friend of mine. When I first met him, I thought that he was an undercover fed. He thought I was an undercover fed. We finally tried to convince each other, both of us tried to convince each other that we were both members in good standing with the KKK. And that's how we got along together and so forth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
deal is, I had a suspicion that he was an undercover fed, especially when he tried to sell me some weapons and so forth, and they wouldn't let me arrest him for selling these weapons and so forth, you see. So I knew something was going wrong and so forth with this deal, but I didn't realize at that time that, you know, we had arrested a guy years ago named Mike Ash, a gunsmith, who was supposed to be the patsy for the Oklahoma thing. But I didn't realize at that time, till a little later, I realized that they were making him the patsy for Oklahoma is what they were doing. You know,
McVeigh.
Yeah. But, well,
yeah.
See, he was in Desert Storm 1. He came back.
I tell you what, we got another break coming up. We have a caller, too, from Tennessee,
okay.
Keith. We're going to take him when we get back. Stick
sure.
with us for a short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got John Peeler as our guest. Tell you what, let's go to the caller here. We've got Keith from Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
Listen, I don't know exactly what the topic is today, but I know Republic Broadcasting Network and, you know, the majority of topics that you cover. I used to listen to your station here on 92.7. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, you know, I turned it on, and, you know, it's some rap station all of a sudden is taken over. I don't know what happened, so I have to get all your programs on download. And the thing I wanted to talk about right now...
You can listen live on the Internet.
Yeah, I know. But, see, I got this... I drive at night, so I can't listen to you guys anymore out here on the radio.
Get a shortwave. If you get a shortwave radio, you can pick us up.
On shortwave, but I don't know if, well, yeah, I'm kind of illiterate on that stuff, but as far as getting on a shortwave on your car radio, so, but, you know, I'll try to be better at that. But the thing I wanted to talk about is it really concerns. I got a 13-year-old son, and, you know, I'm 44 years old. At this point in my life, I really don't care what happens to me, but it's the world that he's going to inherit from me. That's really upsetting me, and I see this thing about the collusion between the NRA and the government on this new gun control law with mentally ill people. I mean, I can see one day where we're standing on the street corner with a bullhorn you know, voicing our concerns, and all of a sudden, cop pulls up, pulls us into the car and says, hey, you're disturbing the peace, brings us into the, you know, the station house and says, you need to talk to the psychiatrist. And all of a sudden, psychiatrist tells you that you've got some kind of hostility that needs to be, curbed, and then all of a sudden you're on the database as a person who's mentally ill, and you can't buy a gun. I mean, am I the first person to think about this, or?
No, I mean, there's talk that is where they're going. I mean, they've got this big collusion going on between all these different quote experts.
Yeah. And, but who's to say who's mentally ill? Psychology, who's a psychiatric, who can actually lay down an analysis of you and say, just because you raise your voice, then they could take your kids because of this, you know?
And it'll all be done, and I'm sure Mr. Peeler has a lot to say on that, but our guest, Mr. Peeler, is a FBI whistleblower. He's seen a lot of these things go on. In fact, he's been a victim himself of this kind of abuse. Where they demonize you, you question the government. Yeah, they try to make you look crazy.
It's all about buzzwords. It's all about buzzwords. It's for instance, the founding fathers encouraged us to have militias. But I mean, when you hear militia on the mainstream media, it's equivalent to being a terrorist.
Yeah.
To protect yourself. I mean, and one other thing I wanted to say, and I just was, and I'll take this off air, but what do you think about these television programs that are on that people watch, where like CSI or Law and Order, where you have these police officers that are in this like almost godlike position. And they're telling the people. I mean, I don't know if you see this, but I do see this, where it's like, listen, there's only three classes of people, and that is the police, who always get their men, and then there are the sheep, the victims, the people on the blue collar workers, you and I, who are the victims and that need the police, and then there are these horrible serial killers and all these criminals out there, and they're really, that's all there is. It's like, if you really want to be protected, you have to be protected by this top echelon, who is like this forensic unit where it's like they're even sending a message to the Patriot movement saying, listen, don't even try to do your guerrilla tactics, which is inherent amongst us, who are really revolutionaries from the very beginning of the revolution that started this country. You know, they're saying, don't even try it, because we will bring you down. We'll get your DNA. We'll have your fingerprints. I mean, really, there's only...
Yeah, it's an intimidation game.
It's an intimidation game. Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I mean, there's nothing you can see on the mainstream media, whether it be a television program. I mean, even when you look at Dragnet, I mean, because this goes way back to 1933. But
I tell you what, since you can't hear the radio station, let me give an opportunity to our guest to comment on this, so you can hear him over the on the phone line. Yeah, John, it's true, isn't it? I mean, and the CIA has played a major role in this.
Well, yes, sir, and they always have. But I think it was somewhere around 1935, Adolf Hitler had gun control. And the reason he had gun control and went around and tried to confiscate everybody's firearm and so forth was where he could take control without people fighting back and so forth. Sure, there were a few people that fought back and so forth, but there weren't that many because he had gun control. And the deal is, your listener is totally correct, but what they're going to do before they have gun control in the United States is they're going to have ammunition control. They're making, you know, they're saying there's a lead problem and so forth, and that game birds are eating lead and is killing them and so forth. So now bullets...
This is the same government, right, that is approving for pharmaceutical companies to use the Marisol in injections that's heavily
exactly
laced
right
with mercury.
Well, you're exactly... And they put they put stuff in your drinking water that's poisoned and so forth to help your teeth out and so forth. But the deal is, there's a whole lot of mixed messages that are going off, but, you know... The United States government is allegedly the people, but it's not the people. It's the New World Order and people with money. You know, the golden rule is the people that have the gold make the rules. And these rich and famous people around the world are controlling the world, controlling our country, and what we do, they're controlling the media. I'm amazed that, you know, after I was on your show last, I went on one radio, little radio show here in Arkansas, and it's the only time they ever had a bomb threat against the radio station. And I've talked on, you know, this TV guy, and he lost his job over it. But, you know, the deal is they control the media. They control a lot of things. And, you know, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, you got academia in their pocket. I tell you what, Keith, did you have any more comment or question?
Well, all I wanted to say, Mr. Giuliani, I mean, how would I even know about you unless there was access to the Internet? And I'm scared. Let me tell you something. I'm an American citizen. I'm supposed to be living in the most, I mean, the freest country in the world, but I'm scared to death. I have to get on a plane to go to California to see my son, and I'm afraid. I really, and should I have to be afraid of this? But no, I shouldn't have to be, but I am. I'm afraid because I even get on the phone to talk to you. You know what I am? Because I know the way things are today. I know about the far-reaching arm of what used to be the long arm of the law, which would get real criminals, but they've got the long arm of the law to catch American citizens who want to change things. And God bless you, Mr. Giuliani, and your guests and everyone. And like I said, I'm 44 years old. I got a 13-year-old son. He's the one I'm afraid of. I mean, right now, he's, and I will say this right now, he's a complete idiot. And you know why he's an idiot? Because of the school system that we have today with this, you know, I mean, we have a communist system of education in our system. You do realize that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Most
people don't realize Washington does not have the authority to dictate policies regarding education. They
right.
have no, in fact, it's denied them. The Constitution is very explicit what the federal government's powers are. And it says anything beyond what's stated here is to be relegated to the people in the states. So schools have to be run by the people locally, and that's not done anymore. Everything's centrally controlled from Washington. They don't have authority to do this, just like they don't have authority to rape your paycheck every week.
Exactly.
But they're doing it anyway. This is an outlaw regime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're seeing happening right now is something that they would have done a long time ago, but they didn't feel that the public was dumbed down enough. They've been busy lulling us to sleep, and now they're upping the ante because they figure that they've accomplished that. And, you know, there has been a great awakening in this country. A lot of people are starting to catch on, but I don't think they're afraid now because people are pussy-whipped in the corner. They're
yeah.
trembling in fear, like you said. So
yeah, and exactly. And whether or not Timothy McVeigh was steered by the FBI or not, I mean, he was a Gulf War veteran, and he was frustrated by this whole thing, and they've used this to their advantage. And you know what? I mean, any way you look at it, the government comes out looking bad on the Oklahoma bombing. I mean, you can't even cover it up. I mean, the media can't even cover it up. They come out looking bad, no matter how you look at it.
Mr. Peeler, I'm sure you know, obviously, about the, you know, Operation Mockingbird and the CIA's influence in the media over the years. A lot of people think that, you know, that was exposed by the Church Committee in 1975, and that's now a thing of the past, but it really isn't, is it? I mean,
no, sir, it is not. The deal is, you know, you being a radio guy, I'm sure after the show today, you're probably going to be, you know, when certain words are said and so forth, you know, the computer sent them to the proper agencies and so forth, and if enough words said, you know, kill president, assassination, so forth, if enough words are said, they cause computers to kick in, they put your name on the right person's desk and so forth, you know, like your Keith was saying, the deal is you don't want to get on the list of things to make and things to do we used to call.
answer them. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
fierce of spirit, you marauders of youth, get your hands in the air. I want to see your hands in the air. If you're selling these lies, these impossible dreams, you can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air. Ah, let me see your hands in the air.
Message for